Good morning, guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. I'm just about to leave my tax appointment. I'm heading to Chick-fil-A, to get everybody in my house lunch because that's what I do on a Saturday morning. So, today's been a great day so far. I almost overslept and missed my appointment, though, because I didn't want to get out of bed Saturday. I was like, I just want to sleep. So, I'm like running to the house trying to get ready. Again, guys, last night's podcast, I was so tired last night, so I apologize if you couldn't hear me or if I sounded tired or if it was just ringing through. My apologies. It was just that it was late. It was literally like 12:30 at night. I still wanted to give you guys a podcast because I hate when I can't give you guys a good podcast, and I was like, I have to give them a good podcast. So it was super, super important to me to just give you guys that, and that's what I did, and I really hope you guys enjoyed the podcast that I gave you guys last night. I love doing Lighten Up Fridays. I'm so glad I came with the idea. Lighten Up Fridays. It's so much fun when I get to do that with you guys. You don't understand. Like, I just love doing Lighten Up Friday with you guys. But I'm in the parking lot right now about to leave the tax place. But I thought I'd do a quick podcast before I drive off to go get lunch. So today's podcast, I want to do what we can do as a community to help people with mental illness. What can we do as a community to help people with mental illness? I think that's super important when you think about it, guys. I think as a community, there's not enough done. I think a lot of people, like I said, are not educated on mental illness. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. And so internally, it's just no one knows what to do. I think that a lot of times in the community, we are, like I said, we just don't know what's going on. We don't know how to detect it. And if we do know how to detect it, we don't know how to be able to stand up and fight against it at the same time. You know, it's like back in the day, they would do all these rallies and protests. And they still do that a little bit now. But it was kind of different back then, back in the day with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and they did a protest or stood up for people's rights. It was a little different versus how we do things now when we protest. But it's kind of like, I know you're thinking, like, what the hell does it have to do with this? But it kind of does in a sense, because when we come together as a community, you know, we need to sit down and go to more mental health clinics. We need to sit down as people and talk about it more often. Because a lot of people in the community, whether you believe it or not, no matter where you live, they have someone in their family with mental illness, or they know someone, or they may have one themselves, but they don't talk about it publicly or openly so anyone can help that person. I think it's super important that if we're going to come together as a community, that we talk about this more, we advocate for it more, you know, we speak about it whenever we can, and we come together. It's so important. Like I always say, I would love to start a support group for mental illness in my community. I would love to. It's something that's been heavy on my mind lately. I think it's important if we come together as a community and do a support group. So we sit down and we talk about it. People sit around in a circle and tell their story. It's kind of like, let's say you go to an AAA meeting, you're sitting around in a circle and everybody's standing up telling their story about their alcohol abuse. We should start a community to me as, you know, you sit in your group in your chair, everyone tells their story. You tell a story about someone in your family, you tell your story. Everybody tells a story and speaks about it. We need to advocate about it. We need to, you know, sit down, even go to our town mayors or whomever is in our town and talk about it with them. Sit down and really educate it. Put more laws in place for people with mental illness, you know, so that people are more aware. I feel like sometimes on the news I hear stories about people getting shot, getting killed, and then you find out behind all that, hey, that person had a mental illness, but the cop didn't know that. The cop didn't know what was going on, so the cop shoots and kills them, and it's like, Then you find out, well, this person's Rod Reese or whatever, that's just a fake name I'm making up, guys, had a mental illness. So it's kind of like if we educate ourselves and we learn more about it, and even policemen, just everyone in the community be more educated on it, that person's life would still be here because they would know how to handle it better. I think that's where it really comes from. We don't know how to handle things like this. We don't know how to approach things like this when it comes to mental illness. So we tend to either shy away from it or we just become ignorant to it because we don't understand it. I think the community needs to be more open-minded to people with mental illness as well. Because we tend to think, when you think of mental illness, a lot of people think that person's crazy. That's the first thing that comes to mind. They're crazy. They're not right in the head. Something is wrong with that person. That's really your first thought when dealing with mental illness. But the reality is, just because you have a mental illness, it does not mean that you are crazy. It does not mean that you're not sane. It just means that you think differently than other people. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel anything about it. Things like this just happen sometimes in the community, and we need to learn how to react differently to things like that happen. I think that, you know, we're not crazy. It's because you have mental illness does not make you crazy. It's just like I always tell you guys, we just think differently than other people. We're different from other people. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing you can do to change that. You know, you are who you are. And that's really the most important thing that we have to remember as a community. You know, I think that until people start talking about it, that stigma is never going to be broken. And I tell you guys this all the time. That stigma of mental illness is always going to be there until we start talking about it, until we get more people educated on it, until it becomes a big thing. Until then, it's never going to be good enough. It's never going to be something that gets broken because nobody is talking about it. Nobody is saying, hey, this is what's going on in my community, you know. And I think that, you know, sometimes in some certain communities, people do rally together and they do certain things. And I think that that helps the community a lot. But when we don't do that, nothing gets done. You know, nothing gets talked about. And I think that's where the shame comes from. A lot of times we don't want to talk about our mental illness. We're scared because we don't know how people are going to react in our communities, how people are going to react around us. Like, they put labels on you. And I don't think we should label anybody. The moment you tell someone to have mental illness, that label's automatically put on you. She's crazy. She's psycho. She's this. She's that. And the reality is you're not all those things, but that's what people label you as because they don't understand what mental illness means and the dynamic and everything behind it. They don't get that. And I think with mental illness, it's a lot of times, sometimes it's hard to detect. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just we don't, like I said, we're not educated to understand that. As a community, we have to learn to come together as one. We have to talk about it. We have to get the help we need. And that's another issue. In the community, we don't know how to help each other. You see somebody out there who has a mental illness, but you don't know how to help that person. So, you know, a lot of times, like I said, even law enforcement is not always educated on how to help someone with mental illness. They just don't know what to do. And it's not their fault. It's just that they haven't been educated enough to learn how to help. You know, and then a lot of times, I kind of have to blame the system because a lot of times, as a community, we see this person struggling. We know they need help. But yet, if you don't want to call the cops on them, you don't want to do nothing for them because your thing is, well, they're 18, so we can't come get them. Well, they're this age, we can't come do anything. Well, they haven't really harmed anybody. Or caused when somebody gets shot and killed. By then, it's too damn late. We can't wait until somebody's killed or somebody's harmed themselves before we step in and help that person. We have to learn to step in more and step up for the people around us in our community. It really makes no sense. I think a lot of times, depending what city and state you live in, people just aren't supportive all the time. People just aren't understanding. People just don't really get what the hell is going on. So because of that, it's that stigma there. It's that, oh my God, I don't know what to do next in this situation. And I think we who have mental illness, we need to speak up more and talk about it. We have to. I know sometimes that shame and you're scared, and I've been there, I know. But if we talked about it more people would understand, people would get it. You know, some people have this thing where not everybody can be helped. Everybody with mental illness can be helped. It's all how you go about it. You can be helped. Nothing is wrong with you enough to the point where you can't get help. You can get help. You can seek help. And you will get your help if you really want it. It's all up to you and what the things that you want and what you don't want. But you have to get your community talking about it. And there's some great people in your community, I'm sure, that can advocate for you, that can speak for you, that can do whole meetings, you know, even put it on the news, just all kinds of things I think need to be shared on mental illness. It can't just, and it starts with you, and it starts with the community and people around you, because if they don't speak on it, if they don't advocate for it, then why the hell is anybody else going to? You know, it becomes this thing of, well, why the hell should we care? You have to make them care. You have to make them want to shed more light on this. You have to do what you have to do. Go to news outlets. You know, it's like I said, go to your town mayor, write a letter. Do what you have to do in order to get things happening the way that you want them to happen. Because I think a lot of times, like I said, we sit in our emotion, we sit in it, but we don't speak on it enough. And we have to break that stigma, guys. Bring your community together. You know, type of flyers. You can do a flyer and put it on Facebook. Do a flyer and put it on Twitter. Get everyone rallied together as one. Everyone with mental illness, just come together. Do support groups. Talk about it more. I think that's going to be the main key in order to get everybody on board. We as a community have to come together as one. We got to talk about it. We got to make sure we save the lives of the younger adults. Because I feel like a lot of times younger adults, they have it even worse than adults. Because they're young. They don't really understand what's going on with their bodies. They are in school. They're getting bullied. They have all these things going on. They're trying to mature and trying to grow up and do all these things. And on top of that, having a mental illness, it's hard on them. So I think it's really important that we help the youth. we get them, we bring them up, we help them the best way we can. And I think in schools, we need to sit down in the auditorium and have more meetups. Talk about it more so that that young kid in the audience doesn't feel like, well, hell, I can't talk about this because I'm embarrassed. They're going to bully me. They're going to tease me. And then that shuts that kid down. Next thing you know, that kid then went out and shot themselves or shot somebody or did something stupid because they didn't have that support of the community, not the support of their home. You know, and I think that's really important that we have to have that community support. We have to have that backup. Because like I said, I'm proud of the progress we have made over the years when it comes to mental illness, but we still have a long way to go. I'm glad that people are talking about it more and it's not this thing that's swept under the rug, but we still have a long way to go. We still got to keep talking. We still got to keep pushing. And until all that's done, it's still going to be a huge stigma there. I think that we have to come together. We really, really do. And it doesn't cost money to come together and try to fix something or try to make people aware of something. You don't got to put a whole bunch of money out. What really comes down to is just people talking about it, people rallying about it, people speaking up about it, people saying, I'm not going to silence my voice. I'm going to tell you what is going on and what is not going on. I think that's where it really starts. And, you know, if you have to be the person in your community to break the barrier and to be the first one to say, hey, I'm going to talk about this, be the first one. Step up to the plate because it starts with one person and it becomes a train reaction. A train reaction and everybody starts talking about it. Chain reaction. I said train. It comes a chain reaction. I'm sorry. And everyone starts talking about it and it becomes this big thing and then everybody in the world knows what's going on and we can start there. That's the most important thing. We have to start there. You know, grab some of your friends. Talk about it. And like I said, for me now, I talk about it with anybody I can. I do this podcast. I do it on my blog. I do it every day because I want the world to know what's going on with me. I want somebody out there to be touched by my story. I want somebody out there to not feel alone. There's some people out here that don't feel loved, that don't feel wanted, and nobody's helping them. They have no support. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to uplift you, you know. And if you don't have support from anybody, you have it from me. You know, I don't want anybody out there to feel alone, to feel sad, to feel burdened, to feel any of these things. So it's important that we come together as a community. We have to start building our support groups, start building ourselves up. We have to talk about it as many times a day or as many times as we want to in order to get the word out. And like I said, going to therapy is a great way, too, to talk about it. And your therapist probably can help you set up a support group or send you somewhere that will get you together so that, you know, it becomes a big thing that's talked about. But like I said, we have to keep talking about it. And some people in your community, they may not want to deal with it at all. They may say, hell, I'm not dealing with this little support group you thought. I don't care. And to that person, the hell with that person. Just keep doing what you're doing because some people in your community will support you. They will rally around you, and they will try to understand you and what you're going through. So get the naysayers. Don't worry about those people in your family that don't get it and they don't understand and they look at you like you're crazy. The hell with them, too, because you have to do what's best for you. And we have to continue to advocate. We have to continue to talk about it because the more we speak on it, the more we talk about it, the more lives we can save, the more people will understand, the more we will come together as one. But we have to break that stigma, guys. We really, really do. We have to keep talking about it. We have to come together as a community. And like I said, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, but the more you speak about it in your community, the more people will start talking about it. The more people will be like, I get this. I understand that. And you will feel good about it. You really will. I feel like I live in a small town, so I know a lot of people probably, when it comes to mental illness, they're not really going to get it. They're not going to understand it, and they may come a little, I'm not going to say ignorant to it, but they may be like, I don't know why the hell she wants to start a support group. I don't care about that. But I'm hoping that I will start a support group really soon, guys, in my community, and I'm hoping people will understand it, and they'll want to rally around me and support it, because I know where I live, there have these people that suffer with mental illness, and maybe it's not speaking about a lot or talked about a lot, but I want to be like the first one to step up and say we can talk about it. I think when you live in a bigger city, it may be talked about just a little bit more because you're in a bigger city and it's more widespread. But when you're living in a small town, it's more like people aren't going to talk about that as much. People want to kind of hide things and keep it under the rug, and which I don't like. So I feel like for me, it's going to be probably not as easy to start it. But I think once maybe I open my voice and I open my community to it, maybe more people want to talk about it more. That's really the goal. And I think that we just have to keep pushing, guys. We really have to keep pushing. That's my hope for, like, the world and the community, just that we can do better. We can keep talking about it. And I'll definitely keep you guys posted on if I decide to do, like, support groups. I'm still looking into that, but I'm definitely going to be doing that soon. And guys, keep rallying for your community. Keep talking about it. And eventually, everybody will be educated and everybody will understand it. And just continue to love yourself. Put yourself first. Make sure you take care of yourself. Self-care is really important. I'm going to end this podcast just because I have to go get everybody in my house lunch right quick. And I'm getting a really bad headache, too. So I'm sorry this isn't as long as the other ones. I'll do a longer one tonight. Please enjoy your Saturday, guys. I'm about to sign off. Enjoy your day. Love yourself. I'm here to support you. Again, thanks for all the support, guys. I'm signing off. Enjoy your day.